Robots are showing up at more and more dairy farms in Vermont and New Hampshire. The technology is cutting down on labor costs, increasing yield, and teaching farmers more about the health and productivity of their herds. VPR's Charlotte Albright dropped by one farm in the Upper Valley to watch an android do its chores.
Cows have been giving milk at Tolando Farm in Orford, New Hampshire since 1956. That's when Nate Tuller's grandparents started the dairy business. There are now about 450 Holsteins to milk several times a day, plus a lot of calves to move from outdoor nursery pens into stalls. Pretty labor-intensive. So, about 2 months ago, the Tuller family bought four robotic milkers and moved them into the new red barn. Interior fences guide cows to platforms beside the robots. They look like red refrigerators in the center of the building as Nate Tuller looks on.
Let's see if one will come in this end. It's like a guessing game as to when they're going to come in and who's next.
In a robotic parlor, the cows, not the farmer, decide when they need to be milked. Here at Tolando, a few are lined up, waiting to sample the bait next to the robot, a bowl of grain.
Two brushes go underneath to clean the teats. They're very soft, and they have a disinfectant on them. Once the teats are clean, the brush swings out of the way, and a laser will turn on.
The laser spots the cow's tag so that the computer can identify her. Then, four plastic tentacles with suction cups grope around and attach themselves to her udders.
This cow, on average, is in here 7 minutes and 40 seconds. And she probably gives around 30 pounds each time in.
Tuller's cows produce more milk than they did before the robots arrived. The computer keeps track of how much. It can also detect abnormalities in the milk, check the cow's health, even give the exact period of time when optimal insemination should take place. A techno farmhand isn't cheap, about $125,000, plus barn improvements needed for the machines. But standing on a steel balcony overlooking the robot quartet, Tuller says each one frees at least three human workers for other chores and for family time.
And hopefully it will continue. I've got three kids, and I hope to be able to make more events more easily because there won't be a rigid schedule for chores.
Cows do need to be trained to set their own schedules, but after about 8 weeks at Tolando Farm, only about 25 out of the 450 cows need to be humanly led to their work sites. And that bovine stroll up to a robot is happening more and more across New England. The Vermont-based dealer for the robot says he sold over 50 so far, with an average of 3 per farm. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.
And you can see a video of a robotic milker at vpr.net.